with major breaking news because Christopher Okello Onyoma has been handed the death sentence for the gruesome murder of four children at a daycare center in Gaba, a Kampala suburb. The sentence has been delivered by Justice Alice Komuhanji, who said Okello has 14 days within which to appeal against the sentence.
The convict must be given a sentence that will not only speak to him, but also to those friends of his whose identities he refuses to disclose, and any other person in this country who believes in sacrificing blood for wealth. Let them know that it is highly risky, because they will be found, like Mr. Kelo was found, and they will not escape the long arm of the law. In light of the above, I have found no reason why I should not sentence Mr. Okello with the maximum sentence. I hereby sentence him to suffer death for the murder of Etieko Gideon in count 1, Kensha again Ross Otim in count 2, Seriange Ignatius in count 3, and Odeke Ryan in count 4 in a manner authorized by law.
The courtroom erupted in wild applause after the judge announced the sentence. Delivering the sentence this evening to crown up the first ever mobile high court session that sat at the Gaba Community Church, Justice Alice Komuhanji said she had considered a number of issues, including the fact that the murder was premeditated and that he attacked defenseless children.
I've also considered his denial that he did not kill these children for human sacrifice, but I am inclined to believe that that was the reason, because that is what he informed or he told Dr. Nwamanya Emmanuel. Because I would find no reason why someone would rise up or leave their homes early morning to come and slaughter children who are in their safe space at school. That is why I am convinced that this was for ritual purposes, blood sacrifice for young children.
Earlier, the prosecution in the children murder case against Christopher Okello Onyum asked the High Court to hand him a life sentence. This was after presiding Judge Alice Komuhanji convicted him on all four counts of murder involving the four toddlers that occurred at the daycare center in Gaba on April 2nd. Led by Jonathan Mwaganya, the prosecution made their submissions arguing that Okello is extremely dangerous and must be eliminated because he could harm other members of society. Mwaganya added that the convict was a father figure to the victims who were aged between 1 and 2.5 years. Making reference to the annual police crime reports, Mwaganya said murder cases are rampant in Uganda due to lack of punitive sentences from courts of law. The prosecution argued that when sentences are light, there is incentive to commit crime.
If we are to sample out, my lord, how this particular crime has been progressing for the last 4 years, beginning with 2022, my lord, we lost 4,042, and these are only those that are reported, 4,042 human beings. In 2023, my lord, 4,248 humans. In 2024, 4,329 human beings killed. And my lord, just last year, 2025, we lost 4,238 reported human beings killed. My lord, figures don't lie. And to put this in context, your lordship, from the statistics of our recent census in this country that are also publicly available on the website of the Uganda Bureau of Statistics website, an average village in Uganda is between 500 to 1,000 people. Now, if we are to take the figure that just happened last year, my lord, what this means is that every year, if we are to take the most densely populated village at the tail end of 1,000, my lord, that would mean that Uganda every year is losing 4 villages are being extinguished at the hands of murderers every single year.
Quoting the Bible, Mwaganya also noted that court told court that when crime is not punished, people feel it is safe to do wrong. However, Okello declined to make any comment after the verdict, but in their submission, the defense lawyers led by Sarah Awero told court that the convict comes from a broken and dysfunctional family where even the siblings do not talk to each other. She thus asked court to consider a fair and just sentence.